Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
James Holzhauser has been killing it on Jeopardy. Last night, he won again. He has a 14-day total of over $1 million. Ken Jennings won $2.5 million back in 2004. It took him 74 straight wins to get to that point. And James has only been playing for 14 games. And he's already hit $1 million. So he could actually, if this continues, he could actually break the record in fewer games. Here's a clip.
Now has the three highest one-day totals for winnings on Jeopardy.
And last night, he did it again.
You're going to add some more money. You have just set a one-day record again.
$131,127. James has been on an incredible 10-day winning streak.
So let me...
The total, just shy of $700,000. His strategy, the big money clues first.
Okay, I was going to ask that.
Because I love Jeopardy, and I try to watch it every night. And
I've never seen it.
My kid, you've never seen Jeopardy?
I have seen it on, but I've never sat down and watched it.
What?
Okay, we'll add that to the list of the Price is Right of things that have been around your entire life that everyone has seen.
I mean, again, I have seen it if it was on. I've just never, watched it.
Okay. So, he won in one episode $130,000. Just to give you reference, Ken Jennings, who has the record for winning the most amount of money from Jeopardy, averaged $30,000 an episode.
Okay.
In one episode, he beat that by $100,000.
Okay, so is there a time limit?
Like for the show?
For each episode. Do they have to, is it
30
like,
minutes.
It's a 30-minute episode.
It's only 30 minutes?
Yeah.
That's Jeopardy? A lot of money in 30 minutes.
Well, yeah. I mean, technically, I think it's only 22 minutes because they had time for commercials.
Yeah.
How much are these questions worth?
Well, that's what they were saying. They're big. In Double Jeopardy, the big money questions are $2,000 each. That's not where he makes his money. He racks it up, but he's playing against two other people, so they are also winning some of that money too. He does it in the gambling part because he's a
professional gambler.
He's a professional gambler. So this is me and my friends, or not me and my friends, me and my kids. They're also my friends. So whenever we watch Jeopardy, and my kids love it, okay? Whenever there's a Daily Double, the Daily Double sound effect comes up. And the Daily Double means you can gamble as much of your money on that question as you want.
Okay.
If you lose, if you get it wrong, you lose all that money.
Okay.
Now, most people, so the Daily Double comes up. Beep, 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 beep. Me and my children do it now with me. We scream at the TV, bet it all!
That is cute.
My youngest thinks the show is called Bet It All.
That's great.
And most people never do, but when they do, they say, let's make it a true Daily Double, and they bet everything that they have. Whenever that happens, me and Connor are like, woo!
That's so cute.
He does it every single time. So whenever he hits a Daily Double, he doubles it. And then at Final Jeopardy, you get to wager as much of your money as you want, and he goes big.
Okay, so does that include all the money that you've already made or just in that episode?
Just that episode.
Okay, mm-hmm. So he can't lose any of the money he's already gotten.
No.
He's not playing with that money.
No, and he has $700,000 of that.
Now, there's some drama going on behind the scenes because this is really taking a toll on Jeopardy's prize budget. Every game show has a prize budget. Typically, for a long-running show, the prize budget is determined by the way of averages of what has been won in the past. Well, since he is going way past what the averages are, it's taking a little toll. Now, certain production companies will take out insurance policies to cover big jackpots.
People insure anything.
It's unlikely, but they do take precautions. Remember, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It was very rare that someone hit that millionaire point of winning $1 million. So it's kind of the same thing. And a lot of times with shows like Jeopardy, the highest expense that they have usually comes for the host, because Alex Trebek makes $10 million a year hosting Jeopardy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an episode.
No, what is he, Chandler from Friends?
Well, I mean, like, Jim Parsons makes that much. Alex Trebek's put his time in.
This seems like a very stressful thing to do to a man who has stage 4 cancer.
I don't think Alex Trebek is worried. What are they going to do? Fire him?
Well, maybe cut his money or something like that. God, could you imagine if they do have to start cutting corners at the Jeopardy? Like, part of the janky Jeopardy set starts to fall apart and there's duct tape holding it on.
It's not even, like, electronic anymore. It's just, like, flash cards with money written on it.
I know it's... Good.
At the end, you know, when they have to write their answers on the screen and the screen comes up, now they're just doing it on a dryer or race board.
Yeah.
They have to hold it up.
Right.
And sorry, guys, this a-hole keeps winning.
I know it seems like 4 times a year something on Jeopardy happens where people are like, you got to start watching Jeopardy again. It's not just for grandmas. But I feel like this really is something that, like, I can't wait to see where this goes.
And a lot of episodes have already been taped in advance. So behind the scenes, they know kind of how this, because the season's already over.
Okay.
They're just now catching up and playing the episodes. So they know exactly how much he's won and how many days he's going to win. We just have to sit around and wait for it.
Can they tell him you're not allowed to play anymore?
No.
They changed that rule. Yeah, that's why that Ken Jennings guy won so much, because he did that after that rule was changed.
And I don't think that's not a Jeopardy rule. That's a federal rule.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
There was a whole legislation about game shows.
Maybe I should try to go on Jeopardy.
Don't get me wrong. No one would want that more than me.
Thank you.
You should probably watch an episode first.
You wouldn't fare well. I think you would even struggle with answering in the form of a question.
That
doesn't count.
Yeah.
Okay. How do they do it again? Answering in the form of a question?
No, not just going up at the end of your sentence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.